This is blame. Begin. Blame feels powerful in the beginning. The wounded mind reaches for it automatically, because blame creates the illusion of order after chaos. If someone can be blamed completely, then perhaps suffering can be explained completely. So the mind begins searching. Blame the scammer. Blame the bank. Blame the family that did not listen. Blame the friends who judged. Blame yourself most of all. And for a short time, blame can feel like strength. Anger creates movement. Outrage creates heat. The wounded heart says, if I can identify who destroyed my life, perhaps I can regain control. This is blame. But blame is strange poison. The longer it remains, the heavier it becomes. Because blame does not merely point outward, eventually it circles back inward and begins feeding upon the person carrying it. This is why blame exhausts the soul. A mind trapped in blame keeps replaying the injury endlessly. Every memory becomes evidence. Every thought becomes argument. Every conversation becomes another courtroom inside the head. The nervous system never rests, and slowly life becomes organized around the wound itself. The blamed person remains frozen in the past. The blaming person remains chained to the past. Neither is free. This does not mean responsibility is imaginary. Criminals are responsible for crimes. Manipulators are responsible for deception. Cruelty remains cruelty. Truth matters. But blame and truth are not the same thing. Truth says, this happened. Blame says, this must consume me forever. The wounded mind often confuses the two. Some victims become trapped blaming themselves. If I had been smarter, if I had noticed sooner, if I had not trusted, if I had been stronger. But hindsight creates false wisdom. The injured mind looks backward with information it did not possess during the manipulation itself. Predators survive by controlling perception. That is how deception works. The existence of manipulation does not prove weakness in the person manipulated. It proves intention in the manipulator. Other victims direct blame toward the entire world. No one feels trustworthy. Every institution feels corrupt. Every stranger feels dangerous. This too is understandable after betrayal. But eventually blame begins turning the whole world into an extension of the wound. And then healing cannot breathe. Because blame keeps the nervous system locked in permanent defense. Notice how blame affects the body. The jaw tightens, the shoulders harden, sleep becomes shallow, conversations become sharp. The body carries blame as though preparing endlessly for battle. But the war never truly ends because the past cannot be fought into non-existence. This is why blame eventually becomes a prison disguised as protection. The wounded person believes, if I keep blaming, I will stay safe. But safety built entirely upon anger slowly destroys peace. And peace is necessary for healing. Not denial, not forgetting, not surrender, peace. There is a difference. A recovering person can acknowledge injustice without building identity entirely around it. A recovering person can say, yes, this harmed me deeply, yes. Responsibility exists. Yes, consequences matter. And still choose not to live every remaining year emotionally chained to the event. This is one of the hardest transitions in recovery, because releasing blame can feel frightening. The wounded mind asks, if I stop carrying this anger, who will protect me? But awareness protects more effectively than rage. Wisdom protects more effectively than bitterness. A calm mind sees danger more clearly than an enraged one. This is why healing does not ask the wounded person to become passive. Healing asks the wounded person to stop feeding the injury every hour of every day. The fire already burned enough. There comes a moment when the soul quietly understands the past cannot be repaired by endless internal warfare. And so something begins softening. The breath deepens, the mind slows, the future begins reopening. Not because the wound was unimportant, because survival finally became more important than remaining emotionally attached to the wound forever. Blame always looks backward. Healing slowly teaches the soul to look forward again. The future cannot grow inside a mind permanently staring into old ruins. A person who lives entirely inside blame slowly loses the ability to recognize peace, beauty, and ordinary human connection. And yet life continues moving. Morning still arrives, rain still falls, music still reaches wounded hearts. Human beings still sit together, trying to help one another survive impossible experiences. This matters because blame tries convincing the wounded person that the world ended at betrayal. But the world did not end. The wound became part of life. It did not become the whole of life. This is blame.